Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everyone, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Welcome to the show. This is the Bread of Life. This is the When Christians Speak Talk radio broadcast. Today we are pleased, I'm joined by Sister Valerie Miller, and also joined by Reverend Elizabeth. She's our guest speaker today. I want to give them a chance to say hello. And everything. You guys go ahead and speak for me.
Hello, everybody. Oh, hello. I'm glad to be back with you today and glad to have Reverend Elizabeth with us. And we're going to have a great time today. Amen.
Amen, Reverend Elizabeth.
Well, hello, everybody. And I'm just glad to be on today. And just God bless all of you.
Amen.
We flew Reverend Elizabeth God flew her all the way in from Cameroon. So she came across the oceans, and he just placed her here to be with all of us today, and we are so grateful for that. You're in for a treat today.
Amen.
Thank God.
If you have a desire to call into the show, the number here is 646-478-0660. Again, the number here is 646-478-0660. I do see that there's people logged in the chat room. The chat room is also open. And we just want to welcome all those in the chat room, all those that are listening online or through their cell phone or multimedia device. Again, we're Christian Speak Radio Broadcast Network. Today's segment is called The Bread of Life. And we are overjoyed to have with us today Reverend Elizabeth to be able to speak a word for us today and everything. And if you're online, you can read a little bit more about Reverend Elizabeth and everything. And before we get started, I'll probably give her another opportunity to share whatever she wants to share with the people and stuff like that. One of the things I do want to mention to you that you can listen to us 24/7 through our archive shows on Blog Talk Radio or on whenchristianspeak.com. You also can listen to us through your iTunes, through any type of smart media that's out, your phone, your cell phones, any smart media that we are listed. In fact, last week we were featured. I wanted to feature broadcast on Blueberry.com. I got a chance to tell Sister Pat that earlier and stuff like that, but we were featured. So God is blessing this ministry to be able to go all throughout the world. We just had some people that like us on Facebook, and they're all across the world. And we just want to welcome those that are liking us on Facebook, of course, WhenChristianSpeak.com. If you have a desire to get in contact with us, you can get in contact with us at WhenChristianSpeak.com, okay? And everything. And you can get in contact with us also. We are working on a phone for the broadcast that you can get in contact with and leave messages, that kind of thing. So hopefully that will come within the next month so that you'll be able to call in, leave a prayer request or with any other announcements you let us know and be able to let us know how we're doing, you know, and everything. This broadcast is birthed out of love and out of the desire to exhort and to encourage, to bring deliverance, let people know that God is the healer and everything. And I'm always overjoyed to have my co-host with me, Sister Valerie and everything. So, Sister Valerie, you got anything else to add? Did I leave anything out?
No, you didn't. But I would like to say that we're open to taking donations. As you know, it does take resources to spread the good news and to be on the air and to do the things we need to do to help get the word out. So if you would like to give us a donation, we would be most appreciative of it.
Amen. And you can do that by visiting our main website, WhenChristianSpeak.com, and there's a link there that you can donate through PayPal. Also, I want to announce that we are also listed on Spreaker, that's Spreaker.com, on their network. So we listed on several different things. And actually, God is blessed in the ministry. But with all that out of the way, man, I'm ready. I don't know about y'all, but I'm ready for some good old-fashioned food. But before, one more thing I got to say, I do want to encourage you to listen to our other broadcast on Thursday at 12 noon. I'm declaring the finished work with Sister Pat Randall. This Thursday, we have a special guest coming on with Reverend Francis Mensah and everything. So I would encourage you to listen to the broadcast at Thursday at 12 noon, or go through the archives and listen to it. Of course, we have Friday Night Joy with myself and Sister Valerie. That's at 7 p.m. And, of course, we have Sunday evening, the Bread of Life, with myself and Sister Valerie. So any of those broadcasts, man, I encourage you to do it. But also, before we turn it over to Sister Elizabeth, encourage you to make sure that you are attaching yourself, you know, not just listening to a broadcast on the radio or online or whatever, but attach yourself to a Bible-believing, Holy Ghost-filled church and stuff like that are teaching you sound doctrine, that are directing you into the path of Christ Jesus. So, just continue to, and you are continuing to grow in it. Amen. So what I want to do right now is I want to give Sister Elizabeth an opportunity to you know what we've got to do? Sister Valerie, go ahead and lead us into prayer real quick, and then we can turn it over to Sister Elizabeth, okay?
Okay. Father God, in the name of Christ Jesus, we come before you right now to say thank you. Thank you for another day, Lord. We ask that this broadcast would be uplifting to all those who are listening, Father God. We ask that we can implant a seed of love, joy, peace, and, of course, of the Holy Ghost in each and every person listening, Lord. We ask that you would forgive us of any of our sins so that we will not be held back from any of our blessings, Lord. Give us what we need, Father God. We lift up the speaker today, Father God, and ask that she would impart something to all of our listeners that they can take back so they too can be the salt and light and power in the earth, the power that you have given us, Father God, to perform miracles, to heal and to deliver. And we ask these things in the name of Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen. At this time, we're going to turn the mic and the service and the teaching to one of my favorite preachers, one of my favorite preachers that I've heard over and over before at the Tree of Life Christian Ministry, and man, she's an awesome preacher, awesome teacher, and I just really enjoyed her. She's been doing Bible study at the Tree of Life Christian Ministry for a while and stuff like that. I do want to say this: if you are in the area in the Northern Virginia DC Metro DC area, please stop, come by, and just say hello. The Tree of Life Christian Ministry is located in Clinton, Maryland, where the pastor there is Pastor James Robinson and co-pastor Marsha Robinson. They even have a website. You can visit them at tolcm.org. So come out, pay us a visit, say hello and stuff like that. I don't know how much longer Sister Elizabeth has with Bible study. Come back on Thursday. The Bible study starts on Thursday at 7:30, man. We will have a good old time and everything. So at this time, we're going to give everything over to Sister Elizabeth, and she can tell you a little bit more about herself, and then just go ahead and go forth with whatever God has given her. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, thank you for all that introduction. I'm very humbled by it. Well, I'm just very honored to be on the show today. And when I was asked to come on and to speak, you know, I went in prayer and I asked the Lord, okay, what do you have for the people? What do you want me to talk about? Because, you know, I mean, there are so many subjects that you can take on, but it's very important that we speak a word in season, a word that somebody listening really needs. And God just simply gave me to talk about relationship with Him, and to be precise, intimacy with God. And it's one of my favorite subjects because as I became a believer and a Christian myself, this is the one thing that has helped me in my walk with God so far. You know, the relationship I have with Him, the relationship I have with His Word, and just the intimacy that he gives us the opportunity, you know, to have with him, to be able to come in his presence and just fellowship. You know, it's the sweetest thing in the whole world. And I just, some of you have listened to me before when I came on to the broadcast. I talked about my testimony about my husband, who was in prison for 5.5 years and left me with 3 children to care for, and almost any no more resources because the trial and lawyers and support, you know, had taken all of our resources. And I just blessed God that by that time I was already rooted deep and grounded in the relationship with the Lord. And this is what was able to sustain me even when everything was falling apart outside of me, you know, when you could open your eyes and everything that you see is just, you know, trial, tribulation, pain, rejection, hurt. And this is the only thing that kept me together. And even lately, it's like everywhere you turn and listen, I don't know about you, but all you hear is that relationship. It's as if this year the Lord is really calling us, you know, into a deeper walk with him, a closeness with him. And really, when you think about it, what else is there? You know, I mean, it's the most awesome thing that God could have allowed man to have than to be intimate with him, to have a closer walk with him, a relationship with him. So we were created for intimacy with God. We are beings of relationship, you know. And so the question I kind of want to ask you today is, what kind of relationship do you have with the Lord? Is he just a distant deity, or is he your closest friend? Well, one way or another, everyone has an association with him, whether it is acknowledged or not. Even those who say they don't believe in God are still bound to him simply because he created everybody. So we were created for intimacy with God, and you can look around and kind of see things are falling apart. You know, you turn on the TV and all you get is bad news, you know? And the only thing that really remains, the only thing that's really the principal thing that really matters is the relationship that you have with God. Because when all is said and done and, you know, even hell break loose, this is what will really keep you together. This is what will save you. This is what will sustain your life. And you know, it's amazing. The Lord spoke a word to me the other day, and he told me, I miss you. You know, Reverend Ray, that threw me off. I said, Lord, what do you mean you miss me? I fellowship with you. I mean, I pray. I stay in the Word. You know, I serve, and I talk to people about you. I evangelize. And yet the Lord said, yet I miss you. And then I had to humble myself and ask him to enlighten me, because I didn't understand. Because according to me, I never forsook him. But guess what? The Lord reminded me of a time when I couldn't wait to be alone with him. I couldn't wait to be free and just get away and spend time with him alone. You know, and he reminded me how I used to lock myself in a closet, okay? Shoe and clothes, closet, a little closet where I couldn't even stretch myself, you know, enough to be comfortable in there. But I couldn't wait to cut away from everything else and just shut myself away with him in this dark closet and just be still in his presence. And not even have to ask him for anything. It wasn't even about interceding for anybody. It was just to say, okay, Father, here I am, you know. I'm here. I'm here for you. I'm here with you. And just sit at his feet. And that was just, it was amazing. And that's what the Lord spoke to me about. He said, I miss you. He says, I miss you just being still present. You know, it's amazing how we can be so busy about many things. I mean, doing this and doing that, and in our heart, we're doing it as unto the Lord and for the Lord. But God is, what he's seeking is not for us to do. It's for us to be who he has called us to be in his presence. You know, the Bible says he is the lover of our soul. Hallelujah. So, and he just wants the time, you know, that we can give him and just be still in his presence. So we were created for intimacy with God, and we can see this in Genesis 1, verse 26. So go there with me, Genesis 1 and verse 26. So God designed mankind to relate to him. And in Genesis 1, 26, he says, then God said, let us make man in our image according to our likeness, and let them rule, and so forth and so on. So we've been given a spirit that can communicate with his spirit. Hallelujah. We can look at all his creation. I mean, heaven and earth, the stars, the mountains, and whatever you can think of. And although God is the creator of all these things, he can never interact with a mountain or with a star as he does with you and with me, or at least as he wants to interact with you and me. There's no higher honor than, you know, that he could give man than to be made in his image and in his likeness. It is such an awesome privilege that I don't know if, you know, anybody listening, you understand what God, you know, has given you. I mean, no other creation, no other being has this ability to interact with God, to come into his presence. Hallelujah. But then, you know, when you continue to read, you see in Genesis 3 and verse 9, you know, that you continue to read in Genesis, you'll see that man at one point in time lost this privilege, you know, to come and fellowship before the Lord. But I just love God how, remember, he created you and I. He created us for intimacy, for a closer walk with him. Hallelujah. So even when we lost it in Adam, but God didn't say, away with you, you know, away with her, away with, I don't want to deal with you anymore. I don't want to, you know, see you anymore. Even though for a time we couldn't come into his presence because we had sin on us, we had disobeyed, but yet God came with a plan to redeem us, a plan to restore this relationship where, you know, the wall of partition, you know, it could be removed. And for this, he sent Jesus. I mean, I don't know if we understand the privilege that we have as children of God. And if anyone is listening and you haven't yet made Jesus your Lord and your Savior, I am telling you, it is the best possible decision you can ever make in your life, because there is nothing else, there's nothing greater than to be intimate with this God. So sin is what separated us from remaining or continuing to come in his presence. But the moment you say yes to Jesus, acknowledging that he is the Son of God who came and died on a cross and became the propitiation of your sin and made you righteous again, I mean, and that you can boldly come before the presence of the Creator, of your Creator, hallelujah, of the one who made you into his image and into his likeness, that he has restored your soul, he has restored your spirit, that you can come again and fellowship with him in the ship, like just be intimate with him. just be one with this powerful God. And it's amazing. It's like when I first confessed him as my Lord and Savior, I thought that was it. I'm saved, so I'm going to heaven, right? And then I could just coast and just live a normal Christian life. But you know what I came to realize is that, you know, once you become a Christian, once you say yes, it's not where it stops. It is where it starts. It's not where it ends. It's where it begins. Hallelujah. So the Lord Jesus came to not only cleanse us from our sinful nature that separated us from the Father, from having this relationship that Adam lost with the Father, but this is what separated us. So he came to remove that. He came to deal away with the sinful nature, give us his nature, so that we can come boldly and resume this relationship with the Father. I mean, as believers, as Christians, we will miss so much if we don't understand this, that the reason why Jesus was sent by the Father was not only to die for our sins. Yes, he died for our sins, to pay for our sins, but he died to cleanse us. But why? Not just so that we can go to heaven, but so that we can bring heaven on earth, so that we can have a relationship with the Father. This is why you and I was made. This is why you and I was created. You know, I was meditating and thinking about this, how David, I believe it was David who said that you make me together in my mother's womb. In the earth, you formed me. And then you knit me in a secret, put me together in the secret, in the earth. So I thought about this. Like, I believe God didn't wear gloves when he was creating you and I, when he was, you know, meeting us together. I mean, this is such an awesome God. This is just my imagination, my time of meditation, how he had pleasure in forming you and informing me and in love. And we are fearfully and we are wonderfully made in his image, in his likeness. And then, you know, each of us, you know, we have we have fingerprints. Whenever you touch something, you leave your fingerprint on this thing. So all of us, because we were, you know, needed together, put together by God, by our Creator, he left his fingerprint on you and on me. I mean, so that when sin entered the world and then it demanded you to pay with the price of breaking his law. You know, God took upon him to say, no, they're not guilty. You're not guilty. I'm not guilty. He is guilty because his fingerprint was found on me. So he sent Jesus, glory to God. He sent Jesus to die on the cross, to cleanse you from all unrighteousness, and to open the way for you to come in. I don't know, beloved, if you understand this, if you can understand this and run with this, that and to have a relationship with the Lord, to come into his presence and not fear, not have the sense of unworthiness, and not have the sense of accusation in your mind when the enemy tries to accuse you of this and that. You know, that Jesus already paid the price. He paid the price. He paid an awesome price for you not just to be saved, but to have a relationship, to have intimacy with the Lord. And when you read the account in Genesis, when Adam, you know, the relationship that he has with the Lord, so the Lord will come in the garden, so they will have conversation. I mean, he could see the Lord, and he could hear him, and they were in partnership. How would you love it to be in partnership with the Lord? How when he speaks, you know, you are in a place where you can understand him. You can not only hear him, but you can understand him and follow what he says. I mean, they were in partnership. In essence, God said, I created all these things that you named them. And then, you know, he gives Adam the wisdom to be able to name all of these things. And when Adam, you know, began to feel like, okay, he needed a helpmate, even before he was able to speak it out of his mouth, the Father knew already what he needed and put him to sleep. And then when he woke up, bam, Eve was right there. How would you love to have that kind of relationship with the Father? Well, it is possible. It's very possible. But it starts with you understanding the atonement that took place on the cross. What Jesus did for you, what Jesus did for me, what he did for us. You know, not just to cleanse us so that we will be able to be saved once we expired from this world, but to have to talk with the Father where you can go. You know, you don't have to go in a physical closet, but you could just, you know, shut your eyes and just acknowledge his presence. It is an awesome thing, beloved. It's a, you know, this is mind-boggling. I mean, this is something that I can have a relationship with the Lord. It's amazing. And then there is a place you can get in God where, you know what, things, you know, it doesn't even matter anymore about a prayer request, a need you may have, or a place in God where it's not about a list or grocery list of prayer requests. But you can get, we can all get in the place, a relationship with the Lord where it just, you just, oh, I want you to go with me in Psalm 20. I'm going there. Praise God. Hallelujah. It is an awesome thing. Just thank the Lord. Psalm 23. David says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Now, that was David speaking, but I want you to, you know, appropriate this verse for yourself and just say, the Lord is my shepherd. You know, the Lord is Elizabeth Shepherd. I don't know what your name is, you who are listening. The Lord is my shepherd. And watch what he says next. I shall not want. You know, there's a place in God, you know, you can get to where there's no want. The Bible says that in his presence, there is fullness. Stop right there. Even though it continues by saying fullness of joy, you know, there's liberty, there's fullness, but in the presence of God, there is fullness. You know, beloved, we cheat ourselves out of a lot of things when we could just, when we, the only time we come to God is when we want to ask him anything, and glory to God, praise God, he is a good God, and he did say in his word, whatever we ask in his name, Jesus said, the Father will give it to us because the Father loves us just as he has loved Jesus. You know, because we have received Jesus, he's in our lives. And he will give us these things. But when the Lord, when you make the Lord your delight, you get in a place where, you know, before, while you are yet still thinking, he hears you. Before you even open your mouth and speak it, answer it. There's a place we all can get in the Lord, in God. And this is a sweet place to be in. Hallelujah. David said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I shall not want. I shall not. Listen, he didn't have a prayer request that he didn't say, Lord, because you are my shepherd, now in the name of Jesus, this is my request. No, he was so deep in God. I mean, that he said, he decreed, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I don't know if you understand that. This is powerful. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. In other words, I don't want for nothing because I'm in his presence, and in the presence of the Lord, there is fullness.
So if you are in the presence of the Lord, you are full. You lack nothing. And David had this revelation. Hallelujah. Because once you are in the presence of God, what else is there that you would need? Because he is fullness. He fills all in all. Hallelujah. Because when you come into his presence, just as you are, everything is transparent. I mean, whoo, he sees why you are delighting yourself in him. And he has given you the desires of your heart. Notice he said they're not the desires that you speak forth, but the desires that are still in your heart. So it's not about, you know, it's like going to the pool and you have your swimsuit on and you're at the pool. You're expected to jump in and begin to swim and get wet. But you don't. You stand on the shore, you know, and kind of tell the, you know, the people that are in the water, hey, toss me some of the sprinkle some water on me. But you're standing right there. You have the choice to go in. Well, you know, it might be a poor distraction, but this is kind of, you know, I like to think of God. Like, you know, when you come in his presence, you jump into this great pool. Being wet is not an issue anymore. You know, the wetness, I liken it to the blessing you're looking for. You know what? When you're lost in God, you will get wet. You, when you're jumping in the pool, you get wet. Amen. No, you get to a place where he is your shepherd, meaning you are in his presence. Hallelujah. He is in your presence. Hallelujah. Really, we are in his presence. And because we are in his presence, there's fullness. Therefore, you will not want. And in the garden, the Lord, after Adam and Eve fell, the Bible says that the Lord came in the cool of the day, and then he asked the question, Adam, where are you? You know, this always, you know, just does something to me every time I read that. So Adam is in the garden. God is in the garden, but then he is asking Adam, where are you? Hallelujah. So it's possible that we can be in the same place. You can come to church, you can, you know, be in a place where, you know, God is being praised and, you know, you're expected to connect with the Lord, yet he's asking you, where are you? Where are you? But just like he asked me the other day, he told me the other day, I miss you. You know, God is deep. And I was like, what do you mean, Father? I mean, I talked with you all day. He said, no, I want you deeper in me, intimacy with me, in that place that there is fullness, that you lack nothing. So as you go throughout the day, and people are even pressing you left or right, you know what? You're so full of God. Nothing else come out of you but joy. Hallelujah. There's no strife there. Even when people are trying you, you know, you don't get angry because in the presence of the Lord, there's fullness, and you shall not lack. You shall not want. You don't want for peace. You don't want for joy. You don't want for anything. You don't want for health. Hallelujah. So, it's like this year, I know that we've made a lot of, you know, every year I don't make not much resolutions, you know, during, you know, in the beginning of the year. But there's one, though, I made this year. It's to pursue God harder and deeper than before. I mean, what else is there? Seven or eight, what else is there? This year is like there's a call. All of us to go into the deep with him. And it reminds me of the story of Martha and Mary, where Martha, Jesus, and the disciples, they were in her home. So she was busy with many things, the Bible says. She, you know, she was preparing supper for the Lord. But Mary was seated at his feet.
And now, you know, she started getting angry. And then she went, you know, in attempt to accuse Mary. I mean, I'm in the kitchen over there. I'm doing this, and she ain't helping me, and I'm trying to prepare this for you. That's how we get sometimes. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're busy with doing this for the Lord and preparing that, and all that is good. But look at what Jesus answered, Martha. You're busy with many things. Hallelujah. I just feel like this year the Lord is like, okay, you have sacrificed much. You have burned, you know, much on my altar, you know. But that's not really what I'm after. What I'm after is intimacy with you. It's like I'm a wife, and it's like my husband and I, of course, we, you know, I can do everything around the house. I can clean up, cook, and, you know, just set everything right around the house and do all these things. It's all good. But if I miss being, you know, building a relationship with my husband, then I am missing the principal thing. And it's as if this year, the Lord is just calling us. Okay, you guys are, you know, you, my children, you are busy with many things. But you are forgetting the most important thing. It is to be in my presence. Mm. His presence. Because we are so busy. I mean, there are so many things we have to do. And can I tell you, being busy is one of the plan of the enemy to get us away from the presence of God. Because he knows once you spend time with God, you become God-like. You bring heaven to earth. You begin to bring change. You begin to bring transform. You know, you begin to be transformed, and therefore you would transform people, your environment that you're in. So in order to prevent that, he's going to attempt to make us busy with many things. So by the time you're done with your day, you're really done. You have nothing to give God. But we have to be violent this year and carve out time to spend with the Lord, to spend with the Father. I love the account of Moses when, you know, the Bible says he will go to the mountain. There was an instance where he went to the mountain, and then he came back. The Bible says that his face shone. And I like the Amplified version. It says that his face was casting forth beams of light. And that's amazing. The Bible says that we are the light of the world. How are we going to shine if we don't go in the presence, hallelujah, of the one who is the light? Because we don't shine with our own light. We shine with the light of his glory. We shine with the light of the Lord. If we don't go and get it, how are we going to shine? This year is all about intimacy. It's all about his presence. You know, I don't want to ask God for another, you know, blessing. Because I'm just getting in a place where, Lord, if you never bless me with anything else, you're still God. And I'm still going to praise you. Because you're an awesome God. I just want to know you more. I want to know you deeper. I want to know you better. And he spoke another thing to me. You know, he said, you don't have to be going through anything for you to seek me with all of your heart. He said, just make it an act of your own will. You know what, Lord? Even though I'm comfortable, I don't have a reason, really, to seek you. Right now, I have peace all around me, but you know what? Just because you are my gold, you are my treasure, I am going to come up to you. God honors that. He honors that. This year, we have got to spend time with God. It's not just about serving, doing all that is good, but remember, the reason why we're doing all those things is for him, right? But then he says, stop for a minute. I need you. I want you. I miss you. Adam, where are you? Glory to God. Reverend Ray.
Yes. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, my God. That was such a blessed word, Reverend Elizabeth. And it made me think of Isaiah, the book of Isaiah, chapter 57, which really is a chapter that talks about a reward for loving God. And in chapter 57, starting at verse 11, you hear God calling out, you know, how is it that you give me a second thought? Why would you give me a second thought? And and that's just like, you know, he's reaching out to us because he wants a relationship too. And, you know, and he's like, you know, have you put me second place because I've been nice to you, that you can't fear me, or you have no respect or reverence for me? You know, so God is calling out to us, and if you look over in chapter 55 in Isaiah, starting at verse 6, you know, it's saying, seek the Lord while you can find him. And, you know, I would be remiss not to be in a place where I can't find God. We all would. You know, the very time that you really, really need him, and he says, I know you not. I just can't fathom that. I couldn't fathom that for my life. So, Reverend Elizabeth, I really appreciated that word, and I hope that the people have an ear to hear that God needs us too. He needs us to carry out his will on this earth, and I just thank you for that, and it just puts me at a place to be more humble and to worship God that much more and to deepen my relationship with him. Amen.
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 Amen. Reverend Elizabeth, I don't know how much more time you have left before you have to sign off or whether you can stay with us the whole show. But what I would like for you to do before you go, in fact, you can do that now, if you can, is go ahead and just say a prayer for the people that have been listening to your message and however God leads you, okay?
Amen. Father God, we adore you. What an awesome privilege, Father, that you would make us, you made us into your image, into your likeness. And you gave us ability to enter your presence. The Bible is full of, hallelujah, it shows us your power, your glory. What an awesome God you are. The founder of the earth, the CEO, hallelujah, of the whole universe. But that you will seek to have relationship with us, people who have sinned, and then you will send your only begotten Son to die on the cross to atone for our sins, just so that we can reconnect with you. Father, help us to understand. Help us, Father God, not to take for granted the great and awesome gift that you have extended unto us. Oh, Father God, we pray that you will open our eyes, our understanding, Father God, that we will see the revelation, that we will see, we will be enlightened, and that we will pursue you more than silver, more than gold. The Bible says you, through your word, the word came to Abram, and you told him, I am your shield, and I am your reward. In other words, you were telling him, I am the very thing that covers you. I am your salary. Father God, help us to just seek you more than gold, more than silver, to just put value into you. The Bible says
because we have value in your presence. Therefore, you have honored us. Father, you have done so much for us. What else? What else can you do? You've given us all. You've given us your beloved Son. You sent your Holy Spirit. The blood continues to flow continually in our lives to cleanse us, and there's an outcry. Where are you? Oh, God, help us to answer and say yes. Father God, I just thank you for my brother and my sister and whoever's listening right now, that those that have been drifted away from that place of intimacy. Some have drifted away because of many attacks, that the enemy brought against them to prevent them, really, to have this closeness with you. But I thank you, Father, that the time has come where, Father God, you have opened the access. This is the time to seek you again. Hallelujah. Because you are letting yourself be found by us. I just thank you for that one, Father God, who has no time because they feel like they have so much responsibilities. They have 3 different jobs. Father, I pray right now that you will bless them with one, Father God, where you will give them a position, hallelujah, that will bring such a stream of income in their lives and still give them enough time to be in your presence, hallelujah. I pray for that person listening who does not have a relationship with you, that you are speaking to them even right now, that they will confess you as their Lord, as their Savior, that they too, Father God, will enter in. This is the time for salvation. Hallelujah. The Bible says, if you hear his voice, do not harden your heart. Open up. Thank you, Jesus. I just thank you for this broadcast, Father. I thank you. I thank you for the many messages coming through. I thank you for the many lives being touched. I thank you for the people you're using, Father God, to touch your people. Hallelujah. We just bless you. You're an awesome God. We adore you. We'll never cease to worship you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You've been listening to When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Broadcast. Today is the Bread of Life segment. Our special guest, our guest today, of course, is Reverend Elizabeth, has been joining us and everything. You can read a little bit more about her online and everything on Blog Talk Radio and also on WhenChristianSpeak.com and everything. I do want to thank all of those that has been listening to the show, and I welcome those that have been listening to the show on Facebook and everything, and all those who listen to the show through the archives and listen to the show through your smartphone or on a, that are listed in the switchboard. Well, truly, this is a word for God. This is a season, y'all. God is telling you, trying to get his people ready, you know. And again, I thank you, Reverend Elizabeth, for you being obedient and coming forth and bringing forth an awesome message for the people of God. So call it, I'm still give you call it Reverend Valerie. Valerie, Sister Valerie, you got anything to anything else?
I received that, Brother Ray. I'm just basking in that word today, and I'm just thankful. I'm thankful how God just shows himself I just can't put it in enough of it into words, but just to say thank you.
Amen. The broadcast is still going on. I don't, like I said, the telephone number is 646-478-0660. The chat room is still open. If you have a question, anything like that, please post it or call in and press number one. If you press number one when you dial in, they let me know you want to come online. And everything. God is good, man, and he's just worthy to be praised and everything. I do want to also again remind you, and eventually we'll get this down pat, though. I won't have to say it. I'll just press a button, and we have a promo in place itself. I'm serious. Man. I'm looking into all kinds of stuff to make this thing easier. Thursday, we have a broadcast with Sister Pat Randall called Declaring the Finished Work. Her guest this Thursday will be Reverend Francis Mensah. And then I'd like to welcome you back also to Friday at 7 p.m. with Friday Night Joy with myself and Sister Valerie. And, of course, Sunday, the Bread of Life with myself and Sister Valerie at 5 p.m. I do want to also let you know that I'm not, but this Friday I'll probably bring forth a message from my own Pastor James Robson of the Tree of Life Christian Ministry. I'm not sure which one yet and stuff like that, but we'll go according to whatever God has given us to do, go like that. And stay tuned because we're going to do some special things this week. In February, Reverend Elizabeth and Valerie, we're coming up on our 1-year anniversary, man. And we're going to, it's been 1 year. We got over 150 episodes of broadcasts already underneath our belt.
Oh, God, hallelujah, wow.
150, yes, God has been good. So what we'll probably do is that I got a chance to talk to Sister Pat earlier, and what we're trying to do do something special in February, and then March we got some plans or talk about relationships and different things like that. But February will be 1 year. God is good.
Yes.
I'm going to send you some chocolates, Brother Ray.
You're funny. You're funny. Make sure they can die when I'm just playing.
I'm going to hold you to that. Okay.
Just playing. But God is good, and he is faithful. I want to share with the listeners that this broadcast, or this thing that we're doing here, started off as, you know, something very small and something just wanting to encourage people and to allow Christians the opportunity to speak, whether they have a business. We want to keep it open to people that have business to speak about the vision that God has given them. We have a variety of different people that have come onto the show. I do want to give a shout out to every single last one of them. And again, to Reverend Elizabeth, who has been faithful coming into the show and stuff like that. And everything. I still have an open invitation for her husband to come on whenever he's ready and stuff like that. You guys let me know, man. There's an open slot.
He's going to come.
There's an open slot for you guys, man. Maybe you can even do your own thing. I don't know.
Is this going to be a husband and wife get together, a husband and wife teaming up this time?
I'm looking for trouble there.
That sounds like that's going to be awesome.
Yeah. Well,
yes.
For whatever God gives you, Reverend Elizabeth, again, just so thrilled to see how thank God has been dealing with you, the growth and your testimony. And y'all really ain't heard her testimony yet, but we'll say that for another time when God leads it on the broadcast. But she's an awesome testimony and everything. And just how great and wonderful God is. Well, we sounded like running out of time and everything. Got about 7 minutes left in the broadcast. You can get in contact with me if you want to send a shout out to Reverend Elizabeth. You can get in contact with me. You can get in contact with me at whenchristianspeak@gmail.com. Like I said before, we are working on this telephone thing, man. Be patient with us so you'll be able to call and leave a message or talk directly to me. If you have a desire to come onto the broadcast, like you have your own business or something like that, or a book that you have written, or a lot of times we play songs from new artists, that kind of thing, on the broadcast, and if not on this spot, on some other things that we're doing. So you'll be able to get in contact with me that way. The only thing about the book, and Sister Valerie, you can correct me, you got to send me a promo about your book.
That's right.
You got to send me a promo of the book or a copy of the book or something like that, and let me know you want to send me something and everything so we can read through it and all that kind of stuff, because we want to know what we're talking about, when we bring you on the air, the people that we, the guests that we do have come on the air, and some of the guests that we have had come on, we didn't even know. We just liked what they were doing as far as ministry, whether it's through Facebook or whether it's other multimedia events and stuff like that. And we, one of the things that we do try to do is promote these things, you know, and to let people know that it's out there. With so much stuff that's been on the internet, look, man, we need all the tools that God has at our disposal. And what we're going to do is we're going to get Reverend Elizabeth to say anything else that she would like to add, anything like that, and then we're going to let Reverend, I see there's Reverend Valerie again. We're going to let Sister Valerie go ahead, close us out in prayer, and she's going to explain to you about the Rams on, and we're going to get on out of here.
Well, you know, Reverend Ray, you think you're making a mistake. You're really not, you know. God told Jeremiah, you know, before you were in your mother's womb, I knew you, and I had already ordained you prophet. Amen. So, you know, Sister Valerie, it is a man only recognized a little later what God had already done.
Yeah.
And,
you guys go, but thank you. Thank you. And you know what? Reverend Elizabeth,
yes.
I know your story. We've talked, and I really believe that God's going to have you do a book, and it's going to deliver some women. Mm. I just hear the Spirit saying that your word needs to get out, and it needs to be published.
Amen. And you know what? I agree with that. There is a book in you. I'm in agreement with that. There's definitely a book in you. Yeah.
Oh, glory to God. Oh, well, amen. Well, I guess I got to join my husband. He has already written so many books. I asked him, so when are you going to start publishing? You know, well, glory to God. I just want to encourage our listeners that, you know, don't just stay in this year, don't stand on the shore. Go out there. Don't be afraid to jump out into the deep, to launch out into the deep for the Lord. You know, a lot of times we stand on the shore of life and then we just send our voice out there, hey God, send me a blessing, you know, because I would say deep calls unto deep. You know, God is a deep God. But then because he will give it to you from where you're standing on your ground, where you're feeling secure and comfortable. But, you know, I just feel it in my spirit that now is the time, God is saying, no, I've been coming to you. Now you come to me. Get
Amen.
Out of your zone. Step out of the boat. There are things you want God to do for you. There's somebody listening, and you're a servant of God, and you're asking God, but when are you going to do these things through me? But yet you're afraid to get out of the boat. You still care about what people are going to say, you know? But God says, step out of the boat. Come where I am. Hallelujah.
And you know
we are missing. Yes.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Go ahead.
I just think about in the natural, during the summer months when we go to the swimming pool, those of you who go, and you stick your toes down in the water and you say, oh, it's cold, I need to take my time to get in. And I know my swimming instructors would always say, just jump in. You'll get used to the water. Just jump in. And that's the same thing Reverend Elizabeth is saying that God is telling you to do. Just, you know, stop putting your toes in and stop standing on the sidelines. Just jump in and let God cover you, because when you jump in, you'll start going down and down into the deep, and God will raise you up. Just like the buoyancy of the water will raise you up, God's going to raise you up. Amen?
That's the word.
Amen. Amen. Well, we're almost out of time. We got a couple minutes. Thank you, Reverend Elizabeth, for that.
Yes,
the word
thank you.
And everything. What I'm going to do, I'm letting you know now, I'm going to post this all over Facebook. So
Glory to God.
I'm going to post this all over Facebook. In fact, I've already posted a couple pages and stuff like that. So what we're going to do, thanks again, Reverend Elizabeth. I give you anything else there. This is your last time. I give you anything else you want to close out with. You good?
I'm sorry, say it again.
I say anything else you want to say? I don't want to close out with God. Got some more things to say now.
Well, glory to God. God is already, he's always talking, but, we run out of time. Praise
okay.
God.
Okay. All right. Sister Valerie.
Before we close the show, we always play the sound, the ram's horn. It was the sound of an alarm for the people to come together, or the sound of alarm that we needed to pay attention, or it was the sound to show that we have victory. So we're going to close out the show with the ram's horn, saying that forsake not the assembly of ourselves. But together we are victorious.
Amen. Go ahead, Valerie, go ahead and close it out in prayer first, okay?
Oh, I'm sorry. Father God, in the name of Christ Jesus, once again, we just thank you. We thank you for the woman of God who brought forth the word today. Father, we pray that the people's ears would hear and that they would bury the word down in their hearts, Father God. But beyond that, Father God, we pray that relationships can be developed and deepened with you, Father God. We pray that there would just be a supernatural bonding, Father God, that the more that we connect ourselves to you, Father God, the sweeter the atmosphere becomes, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for this word, and we pray that it will not be dropped on deaf ears, Father God. We ask that you will forgive us of any of our sins, Lord, so that we will not be held back from our blessings. We thank you, Jesus, for the blood and for dying on the cross for us. Holy Spirit, we ask that you will continue to order our steps in the name of Christ Jesus. Bless everyone who was on this broadcast today, Father God, and we pray that our relationship will be deepened. In the name of Christ Jesus, amen.
Amen. I think Sister Pat, are you on with us? Okay, that's not Sister Pat. Never mind. Amen. All right, y'all, here's the chauffeur horn. Amen. Amen. God bless y'all. You have a be safe. Keep on praying. Stay encouraged. This is Reverend Ray, Sister Valerie, and Reverend Elizabeth. We all shouted out together. God bless you. Thank you, Reverend Elizabeth.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.